This is Wealth Made Simple with Matthew Klein from Copley Financial Group. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Wealth Made Simple is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Wealth Made Simple.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Made Simple. I'm your host, Matthew Klein. Today, I'd like to talk about some of the things you should start considering as you approach retirement 10 years, 5 years, and then 1 year out from your target date, and how you should start changing how you plan, how your portfolio looks, things that you're going to need to consider as you get closer and closer to retirement. But first, as always, let's bring on my co-host, Tony Shore. Tony.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, fantastic. How about yourself?
Excellent. Excellent. Good to see you. And wow, it's been a great week. Some good weather out there, right?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Summer is definitely upon us.
I love it.
I'm taking advantage of it. How about yourself?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I've been spending a lot of time outside with the family, working in the yard, things like that. It's kind of boring, but it's kind of nice, too, at the same time. But I know you've been busy meeting with people, talking with people about their finances, mm-hmm. getting retirement income plans in place, talking about investments. So that's huge. What are we going to talk about on our show today?
Yeah, we're going to go over some of the things that I think people should start considering as they start approaching retirement. I heard a lot of questions over the last week or so about, you know, hey, I'm 10 years out. What can I be doing to prepare for retirement? And a couple other people asked me that were a little bit closer. So I said, let's talk about how things change as we approach retirement 10, 5, a year out. And now people can kind of use that as a baseline to see what they should be looking at in their own portfolio.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think sometimes we look at these milestones and maybe we don't know they're a milestone, or we look at them and we're concerned about them. That's where you come in as a financial services professional. I think the older we get, the more we realize that, hey, sometimes life is about reacting as best we can to whatever happens to us. Sure. But it is good to have a plan in place, isn't it?
Yeah, you need a plan. It makes all the difference. So I think when you start approaching retirement, let's say you're 10 years away, you're really going to have to start thinking about the things that you want to be changing as you approach retirement. And the first thing I would start with is, you know, you should have some type of idea when you'll retire, right? You're going to have to know that first. And then when you get about a decade away, you know, start thinking about some of these changes. First, you're going to want to analyze your whole portfolio, see where all of your different amounts of wealth are. A lot of people find they have accounts in different places. They forgot about this, or they thought they rolled it over, but it's still at an old employer. So identifying what you have is definitely something you're going to should do always. But if you haven't already and you're getting within about 10 years of retirement, I'd start doing that.
Is that something, Matt, that people come to you and ask a lot? Is that a question you're working with your clients on or working with listeners when they call to figure out how much they're going to need in retirement?
Yeah. So we want to identify, well, what does it cost to live, right? How are we going to protect that lifestyle? And a lot of people, I read things and I hear people talk about, you know, how much of their income now will they need when they retire. And some people say 80%, or some people say less. I think you might even want to budget for more, in my experience. And I'll tell you why. I rarely see expenses go down tremendously unless there's a big event happening at retirement, like moving to a cheaper location, right? A smaller house with less property taxes, paying off the mortgage. Outside of a big change like that, you're probably going to need close to the same income to protect that lifestyle, because you're going to have a lot more free time on your hands, right? You're probably going to want to do more vacations. So I find that a lot of my clients like to front load the retirement, where they are budgeting to spend some of the money they've, you know, hard-earned money they've saved over the years while they're still young enough to enjoy it. So I would encourage you to think about either keeping, you know, 100% of what your income is now, or close to that in retirement, and see how your retirement plays out.
Sure. Yeah, that's and that sounds smart. You do want to kind of see how it plays out, but you also, again, we want to reiterate, need to work with a financial services professional, somebody like yourself, Matt, to figure out what to do and when. I like that 10 years. I'm unfortunately approaching that time in my life where I'm looking at, I'm almost to that 10-year mark where I'm 10 years out of retirement. So what's another milestone or what's something else we need to be looking at here?
Sure. So you mentioned working with a financial professional, and I think there are some things that are very difficult to do on your own. And one of them is going to be how much will I need in 10 years based on what I'm spending every year now, right? And you're going to have to adjust that for inflation.
Yeah.
And make sure that you have those numbers right. And then you're going to have to see where the income is going to come from, right? So at the 10-year mark, I would start thinking about how am I going to transition some of my assets into producing income when I retire and my paycheck stops coming, right? So start thinking about that. You're still a little ways off, but I would definitely start Social Security planning this far out, right? Because I think we've talked about this a lot on the show. Social Security is the foundation. It's not an afterthought. You're going to want to make sure you're getting the most from that. Running a Social Security report is going to take the guesswork out of it. And now you know, hey, I'm going to retire here. I'm going to take Social Security here, most likely. You know, do I have a gap there that I need to plan for? You know, things like that. So start putting, you know, some of the broader pieces together and definitely lightening up on the risk to make sure that you don't take any big losses in the next decade.
Yeah. That's great advice too. And I like that, you know, you want to make sure that where your money is at is almost as important or more important than how much you have, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I think that's right on the nose. You hit it there. That's great advice. So once you've kind of gotten all of that in order, and one other thing is, when it comes to estate planning and having your, you know, your wills and beneficiaries, you know, healthcare proxy, all of that stuff, you should always have that in order. But if you hit the 10-year mark and you don't, you definitely start thinking about getting some of those pieces together and having all of just the paperwork in order. Your wishes are carried out. God forbid something happens to you and your family's protected. So make sure that, you know, you're starting to, you know, put these bigger pieces together, do anything that you might have slipped your mind or you hadn't thought about. And then this way down the road, you can just keep revising it, makes it much, much easier in bite-sized chunks.
Sure. So at least start your estate planning and enhanced planning in that 10, at that 10-year mark.
Right? Yeah. If you haven't done so already. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good advice. So, and again, there are plenty of good reasons here to work with a financial services professional such as yourself. And you want to make sure you have a solid financial strategy in place that incorporates all this. So that's that 10-year mark. What's next? What about the 5-year mark?
So at the 5-year mark and maybe even a little before, if you haven't done so, you're going to want to start really considering how you're going to lower your taxes when you're retired, right?
Yes.
Especially income taxes. How am I going to get the most money in a check after taxes, right? So there's strategies that you should be employing every year, little by little, moving money around into the right places so that you're getting, you know, you have some money in tax-free buckets so you can do some good tax planning once you've gotten into retirement. Try to lower your required minimum distributions when you get in your 70s. That stuff really starts long before you get into retirement and then carries into the first couple of years.
So what you're saying is, Matt, that it's important to do some tax planning as part of your retirement income planning so you don't get burdened with unnecessary taxes or have a tax, lower that tax burden in retirement. Sure. That's the goal here, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And there are a lot of strategies that you can use. You don't want to wait until retirement, then it's too late. You're stuck paying taxes on what you've got. But if you do proper planning, you can really minimize those tax burdens by, you know, utilizing things like trusts or things like that or tax-free buckets. What are some of the tax-free buckets you mentioned?
Well, you have the Roth IRA, obviously, which is going to be, that's going to be a great place. You're going to want to not just contribute to that, but also do conversions. If you're lucky enough to have an employer plan that would allow maybe the mega backdoor Roth conversion, that could save you huge amounts. And then there are other investments that are tax advantageous. Some real estate investment trusts, index universal life policies could be an option for if that's, you know, for the right person. But you want to explore all these options and start making sure that you're, because it's an ongoing process. It's not just one shot. You're going to have to do this slowly over time to build up these tax-free buckets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 And hope for the best, prepare for the worst. That's not a bad rule, right?
Absolutely. That's that's words to live by. So
so where do you want to head next? What else do we need to be aware of?
Sure. So you're at that 5-year mark. You should have been doing a little tax planning for a little bit. Definitely revise how much it's costing you to live. Those numbers, even when you adjust them for inflation is all over the place right now. You want to make sure that you're, you know, keeping the plan in line with reality, right? So
at that 5-year mark, you want to look at those calculations again with a financial advisor,
sure,
and make sure that your retirement income is going to be enough and plan on the right amount. So that there may be some readjustment there at that period is what you're saying at 5 years.
Absolutely.
And then
100%. I would revisit that. I'd rerun the Social Security reports. I'd make sure that everything that I think I have in line still looks good by the numbers, and the reports are telling me the same positive impact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And if people are really paranoid about it, I know you're willing to, they can come in and have those reports rerun, you know, mm-hmm. at their annual visit when they come in and see you. So that's great. And I know that's what you help your clients with. Sure. And you are revising those as time goes to make sure they're ready for retirement. And that's the key. That's why we're talking about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so before we move on, what's the phone number or web address where people can get a hold of you, Matt, if they have questions about this or want those reports run?
Sure. If you'd like to call in, have any questions, or if you're interested in these reports, you can reach us at 888-WEALTH-9. Or CopleyFinancial.com.
All right. That's 888-WEALTH-9 or CopleyFinancial.com, right?
That's correct. Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to continue with our Wealth Made Simple show right now. It's been going great. We're talking about the 5-year mark. Is there anything else our listeners need to be aware of at the 5-year mark or what they should pay attention to?
Yeah, I would start, if you haven't done so already, start paying attention to any health concerns. You know, has anything happened that you might want to adjust your retirement based on? You know, maybe you're in perfect health and you're thinking, I think maybe I need to plan for a longer retirement. Maybe something's happened to you or spouse or a family member that might alter how the plan's going to work. So take into account any life-changing events. Maybe grandchildren have popped up on the scene and now maybe that, you know, retirement plan of moving out of state is, you know, not the best way to spend your time. So make sure that you're constantly updating it. Understand, you know, what's going to be the best use of your time and money. And make sure that you're not neglecting any aspects that could have a big impact on you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And that's really a good point. Obviously, people out there need to be aware of these things, and health is a big one. You know, we talk about healthcare planning. I'm sure that comes into play here, with some of these milestones, right?
Sure. Yeah. So then as you get closer and you're, say, a year out, well, are you going to be turning 65 before you retire? Because then you're going to have some health insurance concerns, right? You're leaving your employer, but you're not ready for Medicare yet.
So in other words, if you're going to retire before you turn 65, right?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay.
If you're going to be if your 65th birthday passes before you retire, or you're going to retire around that time, well, then you need to make sure that you're speaking with someone or become well versed in Medicare.
Sure.
There's some decisions to be made there. I would also, again, revise the plan, start thinking about how you're going to spend your days, right? You know, what's going to make you the happiest, give you the most fulfillment in retirement? Because you're getting very close to it. Maybe start planning some vacations, and you're going to really have to lighten up on the risk, because this is the most dangerous time for your retirement, is right heading into retirement and those first couple of years, and start structuring income. Your paycheck's going to stop coming. Maybe you'll be filing for Social Security at the same time. Maybe you'll be waiting. Pensions, in my opinion, don't cover as much of your expenses as they used to for most people. You're going to have to start structuring your own income. You're kind of the boss of your own retirement these days. And these are things that you're going to have to really understand to make the most out of.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. So yeah, as you get within a year, there are a lot of things you have to be prepared sure. for, right? You have to make some lifestyle decisions and plan for a different lifestyle, not just the finances, sure. but what you're going to do each day, right?
That's 100% correct. And you know, it's going to be a huge transition period, right? Are you going to volunteer and do any philanthropy? You're going to have to transition your employer benefits and stuff like that, right? Any employer plans, you're going to want to roll those out once you're retired and no longer working there, and really emotionally prepare yourself for transitioning into retirement. It's a huge step and a new chapter in life.
Yeah. Yeah. And you need to take it seriously and plan well in advance, because for most people, it's a third of their lives. Right. I mean,
and we're living longer, but we're living an older life longer. Right.
Yeah. So retirement isn't the end. It's just the beginning of a new chapter. Right.
Yep. It's that last trimester of life. And, you know, people are young people when they retire these days. So there's a lot of fun to be had still. Just a different life.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So what's the next milestone we need to look at?
Well, after 1 year, it's going to be retirement, right? You've made it. You're there. You're definitely going to want to be very cautious about the investments early in retirement. You're going to continue with the tax planning. You should have everything figured out by then. You should know where every dollar in retirement's coming from, how it's going to be taxed, how the next 25 years, 30 years of income look, right? Where am I going to get the spending cash? Will it be direct deposited? How are these checks? All of the logistics needs to be worked out. You know, this is obviously second nature for someone like myself who's doing this for, you know, dozens and dozens of people. But if you're new to it, it's going to take some adjusting, right? And make sure that you're really well-versed in it or working with a good advisor.
There you go. Yeah. And I'm not going to name names, but I know a guy, Matt Klein,
<Do you? laughs>
who is a good advisor. People need to pick up the phone and give you a call. Make sure they have a plan in place. Work with a trusted financial professional that can help you with these things. So, Matt, before we go today, let our listeners know again how they can get a hold of you and set up that complimentary consultation, get some reports run. And again, there's no cost or no obligation for an initial consultation.
Yep, that's completely true. It's completely complimentary. You can just ask a couple questions or go for the whole retirement plan. Everybody, you know, has an aha moment when we do one of these for them. You don't know what you don't know until someone tells you, right? So you can reach out at 888-WEALTH-9 or go to copleyfinancial.com if you'd like to see some more about the company.
All right. Well, hey, great show today, Matt. You nailed it, and a great topic, things we need to know before we retire. And then there are milestones in retirement, and we've talked about some of those in the past and will on future shows. So I encourage our listeners to come back. Next week, we'll have another episode with another great topic. And we love hearing from you. I know, Matt, you love hearing from listeners on topics they want to hear about or questions they would like us to answer on the show.
Absolutely.
So, call, visit the website, send a message to Matt to say, hey, I heard your show. I want to hear this on the show. Can you cover this? And we'll talk about it. I think that's great. Now, Matt, I hope you have a great week. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. But that does it for today's episode of Wealth Made Simple with our host, Matt Klein.
Thanks, Tony. Pleasure as always.
Thank you for joining us for Wealth Made Simple. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Matthew Klein at Copley Financial Group at 888-932-5849 or visit wealthmadesimple.org now. Join us again soon for another episode of Wealth Made Simple. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.